May I speak to you in the name of God, who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen.
Amen.
Well, friends, I don't know about you, but that part in today's gospel story that said Jesus was greatly disturbed in spirit, that part really resonates with me. As we approach Tuesday and the results of one of the most contentious and consequential elections in our history, there seems to be this like fog of anxiety that's just like hanging over our country. Yes? Okay, I'm not alone in feeling that, good. I mean, I wish I was alone in feeling it, but greatly disturbed in spirit seems as good a descriptor as any for this moment at hand. Perhaps one of the most painful dynamics of this election cycle has been the daily barrage of hostility and cruelty, the dismissiveness of others and of facts. It feels like a constant torrent of painful rhetoric that has just reached like this boiling point in recent days. Yet the fact is that around our nation, many of our Christian siblings find themselves conflicted about how to vote their values. Several leading evangelical Christians have drawn rigid lines in the sand. Pointing fingers, they accuse one another of misrepresenting principles of our faith. Many in the middle struggle with whether any candidates can really reflect their values. Likewise, progressive Christians are nervous over the future of our nation. Conflicted about the election, many Christians are turning to their faith for answers. But of course, our Christian tradition doesn't provide us with a special list of God's chosen leaders for our nations. If only it were that simple. However, the Bible does provide us with countless stories of God's character and revelations of who God is. Knowing God and God's character helps us to know how we in turn should act. And that knowledge guides us as we make any big decision, including how to vote. For us Christians, Jesus is the prominent figure that we should look to when discerning our future, whether as a nation, a community, or as individuals. As Christians, we know God most fully in Jesus of Nazareth. During his earthly ministry, Jesus served as God's agent, and he modeled God's value system in everything that he did. Jesus taught, he healed, he forgave, and he gave people hope where hope seemed non-existent. Demonstrating God's love, Jesus affirmed the divine image in flawed humans of all backgrounds. And Jesus spiritually equipped his followers to do hard things, to see as God sees, with eyes of love and wisdom. Jesus' way of being is in vast contrast to many of the messages that we are peppered with in our daily lives. And it's certainly unlike any campaign propaganda from any political party or candidate. But here's the thing, even though Jesus wasn't an elected official or any political party candidate, he was a political man. Though our system of democracy would have seemed foreign to him, he was part of a very complex political system. As a Jew living in Roman-occupied Palestine, Jesus was well-versed in politics, both secular and religious. And he lived in a political system, and the people he knew and loved were part of political systems. His life and ministry itself challenged many of the people and systems he encountered at a political level. So this kind of stuff, Jesus isn't a stranger to. Today's gospel, the rising of Lazarus. This story encompasses one of Jesus's major policy statements, that life triumphs over death, that God will have the last word, and that in Christ all things are possible. Those are Jesus's policies. They stood in sharp contrast to the cultural and societal norms of Jesus's day and in our day. But I don't think that bothered Jesus. He was a change agent, and he saw himself that way. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus turns things upside down time and time again. His words and his actions provoke. Jesus talked with those on the margins. He challenged the status quo. He gave hope to the poor, to the outcast, to the sick, while convicting those who felt certain of their righteousness. Jesus called for change, a change of vision, a change of behavior, change in our very bones. And that kind of change is difficult to embrace because it demands a lot from us. If we seek to be Christians in word and deed, in integrity and spirit, then we are called to embrace the change Jesus offers, and we are called to be change agents in his name. We are called to be the light of the world, the city on the hill, the salt of the earth. We are to be his examples. When others say hate, blame, divide, curse, lie, we say no, no. That is not who we are. We are followers of Christ Jesus, who proclaimed another way, the kingdom of God. And we are called to live in his way, or at the very least, try our best to do that. Living life the way that Jesus taught will shift our worldview in terms of voting or any other action that we might take. When we seek to live Jesus's way, our focus shifts from self-interest to care of others. And there's no better day to be reminded of that than today on All Saints Sunday. Today is an important occasion for remembering and celebrating the blessed folks of the church's story, both those who are ancient and more contemporary. Those known to us only by legend and history, as well as those known to us in this life. We are reminded today especially that we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, the saints, who have gone before us and who are cheering us on as we strive, like they did, to follow Christ. All Saints Sunday reminds us that we are not alone in our faith journey or in the pursuit of righteousness that at times can just seem like it's impossible. We are part of a people, diverse and vast, who struggled in their day and age to do the right thing, to follow Jesus no matter the cost. They looked to him as their guide, as their North Star. And they were equipped by him, empowered by him, to be compassionate change agents in their world, that their world might know God's love more fully and deeply. As we seek to live faithfully in the contentious and anxious time that we find ourselves in, we look to their example. And to the example of the one who defied even death, Jesus himself. He will embolden us on this All Saints Day, on this election day, in the days and the weeks to come, and always. He empowers us, he equips us. Remember that and take courage in this week ahead. Amen.